Now we're getting into statements that are really black and white.
داریم به جایی میرسیم که سیاه‌سفیده.
We have read verse 6 and we start with working with a white statement.
اولی سفیده. هر کی در وی ساکن است گناه نمی کند.
Yeah.
هر کی گناه می کند او را ندیده است و نمی شناسد.
Yeah, whosoever abideth in him cannot
گناه نمی کند.
What does that mean?
یعنی چی؟
Simply that when you abide in Christ,
اگر در مسیح بمونی,
you don't sin. Yeah, you're walking out of the Spirit.
Yeah,
this is a new man. Yeah, who's in charge? Yeah, the part that is born of God. Then it says, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him.
گناه میکنه نه اون رو نمیشناسه.
What is this talking about? The old man.
یعنی چی؟ در مورد انسان قدیمی.
That is not born of God.
اون انسان قدیمی که
اون
جسممون همیشه گناه میکنه.
That will go out of the flesh. خوب است سمت
بخشای جسم میره.
Yeah, read verse 7.
آیه 7. ای فرزندان کسی شما رو گمراه نکند. کسی که عدالت را به جا می آورد عادل است چنان که او عادل است.
Yeah, he that does righteousness is righteous, even if he is righteous. What part is it talking about?
It's
about the new man. Yeah, the part of it, the Son of God. Now read verse 8 and 9.
و کسی که گناه میکند از ابلیس است، زیرا که ابلیس از ابتدا گناهکار بوده است. و از این جهت پسر خدا آشکار شد که اعمال ابلیس را نابود
کرد.
و هر کی از خدا مولود میشود شده از گناه نمی کند زیرا تخم او در وی می ماند و او نمی تواند گناهکار بوده باشد زیرا که از خدا تولد یافته است.
So this is talking again about the old man.
Now,
does that mean that everybody who commits sin is a child of the devil?
As in
sense of being rejected by God and full of Belial. Now this is pointing that sin started with the devil.
گناه از ابلیس شروع
شد. Even though we all sin ourselves, we are responsible for our sin.
باید هممون گناه میکنیم. باید هممون در گناه میکنیم.
Yeah, but it starts from the devil.
اما از شیطان آغاز.
Yeah, in that sense we are walking after sin, walking after the devil.
و وقتی در گناه قدم برمیداریم دنبال راه شیطان میریم. That's why we start walking the old man. اون موقع که انسان قدیمی منسلطنت میکنه.
Yeah, what Jesus came to do is to destroy the works of the devil.
کاری که عیسی مسیح اومد انجام بده اومد کار شیطان رو نابود کنه.
Yeah, he came to save that was lost.
اومد ما رو نجات بده از اون چیزی که گم کرده بودیم.
Yeah, and he wants us to walk in the spirit.
و میخواد که هممون در روح قدم بزنیم.
Yeah, and we also are destroying the works of the devil in our lives.
و ما هم کارهای شیطان رو تو زندگیمون نابود کنیم.
Read verses 9 and 10.
نه و ده. هر کی از خدا مولود شده است گناه نمی کند زیرا تخم او در وی می ماند و او نمی تواند گناهکار بوده باشد زیرا که از خدا تولد یافته است. فرزندان خدا و فرزندان ابلیس از این ظاهر می گردند. هر کی عدالت را به جا نمی آورد از خدا نیست و همچنین هر کی برادر خود را محبت نمی نماید.
Yeah, and again, we see that this black and white contrast here.
Yeah,
whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Yeah, so he cannot sin. Because he's born of God, a child of God. And those who do not do righteousness are children of the devil.
Now,
this is the verse that is most often brought up and twisted.
همیشه ازش استفاده
میشه. Yeah, to mean something else.
یه معنی دیگه ای داشت.
And the reason that they're trying to do this
is
because they're trying to find some unity between this verse or these two verses
اتحادی پیدا
and 1 John 1:8.
و اول یوحنا 1:8.
Yeah, read 1 John 1:8 again.
اول یوحنا
1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
اگر گوییم که گناه نداریم خود را فریب می‌دهیم و راستی در ما نیست.
Yeah. Does that mean that if I have sin in my life,
آیا این معنی اینه که اگر گناه داریم تو زندگیمون,
that I don't belong to God.
یعنی مال خدا نیستیم.
But then when I say I am without sin,
اما اگر بگم گناه ندارم,
the Bible tells me I'm a liar.
Yeah.
You see the conflict. And people try to unify that. How does he? These two things belong together. How can they both be true? Now, here's how they tried to solve it. Oh, you need to go back to the Greek. And if somebody tells you you need to go back to the Greek, that is a red flag. Be on the alert.
Yeah,
because that person is most likely going to twist that verse.
Yeah,
to mean something else than what it obviously tells you. And he's basically saying, oh, you cannot know the word of God. You need me, the person who is an expert in the Greek language, to tell you
what the word of God teaches.
Yeah, and what they will say is that the commit sin part, yeah, do not commit sin, that means in a continuous manner, that we're not continuing in sin. Yeah, that like, if you continue in a certain thing, then this is what I talk about, not about anything you
do.
And I've sat in church services and heard a thought quite a bit in the past. And I thought years ago, 8, 9, 10 years ago, I believed that. I thought that was a good explanation. Because I believe, hey, I'm the Son of God. I believe in Jesus Christ. But I also knew the reality that I struggle with sin in my life. I'm not perfect. But this is a wrong interpretation. It requires to change the obvious meaning of the text. And it's the same explanation sometimes used to advertise and gospel of works.
و به این موضعی که استفاده میکنن که انجیل اعمال رو
you're continuing that sin?
به این گناه ادامه بدید؟
then you're not saved.
پس نجات
نده. Yeah, so it is a dangerous though.
خطرناکه اعتقادش.
Now, of course, I already gave you the answer in the introduction part, the first part of the sermon.
من جوابشو اقل به تو دادم.
Yeah, but let me show you the different interpretation.
میخوام به تو بگم که این معنی
داره. Of changing commit sin. Into continuing in sin. That doesn't fit scripture. For lots of reasons, but let's focus on 1 John. Go to 1 John chapter 5 and read verse 18. And that's a similar statement there.
و می‌دانیم که هر که از خدا مولود شده است گناه نمی‌کند، بلکه کسی که از خدا تولد یافت خود را نگه می‌دارد و آن شریر او را رم نمی‌کند.
Yeah, so it's worded a little different here.
این مثال به معنی دیگه است.
He that is born of God.
اون که در گناه متولد شده.
Sinneth not.
گناه نمی‌کند.
Yeah, if sin is the transgression of the law. اون که
در گناه متولد شده گناه نمی‌کند.
And if he that is born of God sins not.
اگر کسی که در خدا متولد شده گناه نمی کنه.
Yeah, does not really say.
یعنی واقعا معنیش اینه.
That no sins at all are committed.
هیچ گناهی شخص نمی‌کنه.
Yeah, instead of making it in some kind of continuing of sin thing.
یعنی که بدونیم که گناهی که ادامه بار باشه.
Yeah, it simply says if you're born of God.
وقتی تولدی تازه گرفتی.
Then you do not sin. Period.
گناه نمی‌کنی.
Yeah, and I think 1 John 3:9.
اولی یوحنا فصل 3 آیه 9 بهمون میگه.
It's clear. Yeah, it doesn't give you an opening to just put in continuing of sin. So the question is then, how do we reconcile 1 John,
verse 8,
yeah, what we just read in 1 John 3, 9 and 10.
Now,
simple, there is a new man that does not sin. That cannot sin.
Yeah,
the new spirit, the part that is born of God.
Yeah,
the part
that
is begotten of the Father. And of course, there is the flesh, the old man. Yeah, that's going after the lust. Lust of the eyes and the pride of life. That's the part that falls after the devil. If you get the context right, yeah, you won't be confused. Yeah, if you understand what the Bible says about the old man and the new man, yeah, it will be clear what it means. Because it simply cannot be anything else. Yeah, my renewed spirit that is born of God
cannot sin.
My old flesh does sin.
And it's
not born of God yet.
And
I'm still losing that battle.
Yeah,
once in a while.
Yeah,
so I am not without sin.
Yeah,
for as long as I have been born in
flesh.
The verse 10 ends up limping in those who are not loving their brothers and sisters in Christ. With doing in the righteousness and being children of the devil. And the next verses go on in that thought. So let's read verses 11 till
14. نه مثل قائل که از آن شریر بود و برادرش خود را کشت و از چه سبب او را کشت. از این سبب که اعمال خودش پلید بود و اعمال برادرش نیک بود. ای برادر من تعجب مکنید اگر دنیا از شما نفرت دارد. ما می دانیم که از مرگ گذشته وارد حیات گشته ایم. از اینکه برادر ما را محبت می نماییم. هر که برادر خود را محبت نمی گماید در مرگ باشد.
Now, we saw this before, if you're hating your brothers and sisters in Christ, you're not abiding in Christ. That's not from the new man. That's from the old man. That's not born of God. Yeah, the new man doesn't
commit
sin. It doesn't hate our brothers and sisters in Christ. But they're old man, because
اما انسان قدیمت اون جسم هنوز میتونه.
In our flesh we can hate our
brothers and sisters in Christ.
Now, people who are saved can hate their brothers and sisters in Christ. Yeah, you can go to heaven hating your brothers and sisters in Christ.
But
you're not doing what God says. You're not keeping His
commandments.
Including that. You don't love your brothers and sisters in Christ, which the Bible tells you to do. Yeah, you're not doing the good works. You don't have the fellowship with God. Yeah, you're basically wasting your life on
earth.
Yeah, it affects your fellowship.
Yeah,
you don't abide in Christ. Now look at verse 15.
هر که از برادر خود نفرت دارد قاتل است. و می دانید که هیچ قاتل حیات جاودانی در خود قاتل ندارد.
This is a verse that confuses a lot of people.
این آیه که خیلی گیج میشن در موردش.
And let me not just establish that you can go to heaven when you hate your brother.
و نگفتیم آیا می تونیم به بهشت بریم اگر هنوز هم در نفرت داریم.
But this sounds like, if you hate your
brother,
yeah, then you're called a murderer, and it says murderers don't have every eternal life. So do I go to hell when I hate my brother?
Now
the answer is, of course not. Yeah, the Bible is clear that we cannot lose our salvation. Yeah, if we have belief, we have a lasting life. Yeah, but if you read 1 John from the beginning, now you know this cannot be the meaning.
Probably.
Yeah, but you have seen other things in relation to hating your brother. Yeah, there was a relationship between walking in darkness, if you affecting your walk, not having fellowship. So how do we explain this verse? What did he say? If you remember, yeah, when we started in 1 John chapter 1, yeah, it said it's addressing saved people to begin with. It's talking about fellowship with God, abiding in Him. Yeah, but I also showed you something in the very first verses about what it says about Jesus.
اما در چند آیه اول هم یه سری چیزایی رو بهتون نشون دادم که در مورد عیسی صحبت می‌کنه.
Go to 1 John again.
بریم اول یوحنا.
And read verses 1 to 3 again.
یک دفعه دوباره برای یادآوری بخونیم. از آنچه از ابتدا بود، آنچه شنیده‌ایم و به چشم خود دیده‌ایم، آنچه برام نگریستیم و دست‌های ما لمس کرد درباره کلمه حیات و حیات ظاهر شد و آن را دیده‌ایم، شهادت می‌دهیم، به شما خبر می‌دهیم از حیات جاودانی که نزد پدر بود بر ما ظاهر شد. از آنچه دیده و شنیده‌ایم شما را اعلام می‌نماییم تا شما هم با ما مشارکت داشته باشید. اما شراکت ما با پدر و با پسرش عیسی مسیح.
How Jesus is being called will be significant for future.
اونجوری که عیسی مسیح خوانده شد خیلی مهمه.
Further on in the book. Jesus is called here. He is called the Word of Life.
کلمه حیات.
He is called Eternal Life.
حیات
And of course, he's called the Son.
حیات جاودانی.
Now,
همچنین پسر عیسی.
You probably guess what the answer now is to verse 15 of chapter 3.
و این معنی آیه 15 رو براتون روشن میکنه در فصل 3.
Yeah, whosoever hates his brother is a murderer, and he knows that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
و هیچ قاتلی حیات جاودانی در خود ساکن
ندارد. Yeah, the other verse talk about abiding in Christ.
اما این معنیش اینه که در مسیح نیست. اون حیات جاودانی اون عیسی مسیح رو درونش
yeah.
نداره.
Jesus is called
در مسیح نمونده.
Eternal life.
عیسی مسیح کلمه اسمش هست حیات جاودانی.
Yeah, verse 2 of this chapter.
و فصل 2 نام عیسی مسیح
که so, نام های عیسی نامونده.
اولی یوحنا فصل 3 آیه 15 بهمون میگه که
When you hate the brother in Christ, you're called a murderer.
قاتلی.
And that murderers
قاتل.
Yeah, don't have Jesus abiding in him. Not convinced yet that Jesus is called eternal life?
You go
to the last chapter.
1
John chapter 5 and read verses 20.
ما می‌دانیم که پسر خدا آمده است و به ما بصیرت داده تا او را حق است بشناسیم و در حق در پسر عیسی مسیح هستیم. او خدای حق و حیات جاودانی.
Yeah, how is Jesus called here?
اینجا نام عیسی چی؟
Eternal life.
حیات جاودانی.
Yeah, so first John starts with
اولی یوحنا نام مسیح رو
giving our name for Jesus.
یه نامی اضافه می‌کنه که اون
eternal
حیات جاودانی.
It ends with
و باز هم با اون نام ادامه میده. تمومش میکنه که عیسی همون
And in chapter 3 the middle chapter
درست وسطش هم نام میبره
John uses different description of Jesus
از همون نام مسیح استفاده میکنه و عیسی رو اونجا نام میبره
Eternal life to refer to him
و بهش اینجا رو میگه که چی قصد میکنه مسیح در اون ساکن نیست
Context is really important
مطمئن باشین که کل فصل رو درک میکنین وقتی نامه رو نوشته بوده بفهمین در مورد چی داره
By the way John 5:20 is also a great verse to show that Jesus is God
بیست هم آیه زیبایی است که نشون بده عیسی مسیح همون خدا.
Even in a son Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
همین که پسر خدا آمده است و به ما بصیرت داده تا او را که حق است بشناسیم و در حق یعنی در پسر او عیسی مسیح است.
Go back to
خدای حق و حیات جاودانی.
Go back to 1 John chapter 3.
اول یوحنا فصل 3. ادامه بدیم.
Verses 16 to 19.
از این رو محبت خدا رو دانسته ایم که او جان خود را در راه ما نهاد و ما باید جان خود را در راه برادران بنهیم. اما کسی که از مال دنیا برخوردار است و برادر خود را محتاج ببیند و رحمت خود را از او باز دارد چگونه محبت خدا در او ساکن است؟ ای فرزندان محبت را به جا آوریم نه در کلام و زبان بلکه در عمل و
راستی.
چه جوری برسیم که خداوند ما رو محبت کنه؟
Because he laid down his life.
او زندگیش رو برای ما گذاشت.
Go to Romans 5.
رومیان 5:5.
And read verses 7 to 8.
آیه 7-8. زیرا در آسمان سه هستند که شهادت می‌دهند. پدر، کلمه و روح القدس. و این هسته یک است. 1 John 5.
7 and 8.
و سه هستند در زمین شهادت می‌دهند. روح، آب و خون و این سه در یک توافق دارند.
Romans 5, eh?
Oh, sorry, no. رومیان 5, eh?
I heard often, it didn't sound like Romans 5, 7,
رومیان
7, 8.
5, 7, 8, بلاشید. درست بودن.
Romans 5,
زیرا بعید است برای شخص عادل کسی بمیرد. هرچند در راه مرد نیکو ممکن است کسی نیستهامت کند که بمیرد، اما خدا محبت خود را در ما ثابت می کند. از این که هنگامی که ما هنوز گناهکار بودیم، مسیح در راه ما مرد.
He commended his love to us while we were yet sinners.
به ما محبت کرد زمانی که ما هنوز گناهکار بودیم.
And that's the kind of love that is has to be an example to us.
و اون محبتی که یک نمونه است برای ما.
God sacrificed for us.
خداوند قربانی کرد برای ما.
And this is how we can see that God really loves us.
اینجوری که می‌تونیم ببینیم که خداوند هنوز ما رو دوست داره.
And we are to lay down our lives for our brethren, our sisters in Christ.
و ما محبتمون رو باید برای برادرانمون ببینیم، برای خواهرانمون و برادرانمون.
Yeah, not necessarily dying, but making sacrifices for them.
نه تنها بمیریم، بلکه قربانی بدیم برای اونها.
Making that love visible.
و اون محبتمون دیدنی باشه برای
برادرانمون. Yeah, towards them.
برای اونها.
Yeah, but also the rest of the world.
همچنین کل دنیا ببینه که ما متفاوتیم.
Yeah, John 30:35.
یوحنا
13:35. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another.
به همین همه خواهند فهمید که شاگرد من هستید اگر یکدیگر را محبت داشته باشید.
Yeah, that sacrificial love.
اون محبت قرب از خود گذشته.
Yeah, that's the kind of love that comes from having the new man in charge.
اون محبتی که اجازه بدیم اون انسان جدیدمون سر زندگیمون رهبر اصلی زندگیمون باشه.
Then even if our brothers and sisters in Christ are not so lovable at some times.
حتی اگر زمانی که خواهر و برادرانمون در عیسی مسیح خیلی هم
دوست
داریم. هنوز میتونیم محبت نشون
بدیم. Not only when they're nice to us.
نه زمانی که فقط محبت بهمون میکنن، اما زمانی هم که نمیکنن ما میتونیم محبت بهشون نشون
بدیم. How can we show that love to others, to our brothers and sisters in Christ?
محبتمون رو به برادران و خواهرانمون نشون بدیم.
Now, put hand on feet with.
دست و پا بشه.
Here's a way you can do that.
یکی از جاهایی که میتونیم این کارو بکنیم.
Yeah, showing compassion.
احساس محبت از خود گذشتگی نشون بدیم در زمانی که نیازمندن دست کمک بدیم.
Okay, so the church's purpose to provide for all the needs.
همه نیازهای من رو برآورده کنه.
No, you are to take care of the needs of one another, of each other.
نه کلیسا، بلکه هممون باید در نیازهای همدیگه کمک کنیم.
Yeah, the Christians forming the church are the ones who need to do that. Yeah, and see, in the Bible we see only in extreme cases that a local church actually takes on burdens like that. For example, in 1 Timothy 5 we see an example of that. Where is it? First Timothy 5. Honor widows. No. It's not. I've got to write it down. Oh yeah, verse 9. Read verses 9 till 10.
دیو زنی که کمتر از 60 ساله نباشد و یک شوهر کرده باشد باید نام او را ثبت گردد. و اگر در اعمال صالح نیک نام باشد، اگر فرزندان را پرورده و غریبه ها را مهمانی نموده و پاهای مقدسین را شسته و ستم دیدگان را کمکی نموده و هر کار نیکو را پیروی کرده باشد. اما بیوه های جوانتر اگر این را قبول مکن، زیرا که چون از مسیح سرکش شوند
Yeah, so to give some qualifications, hey, not everybody is going to qualify and be put as a burden onto the church. Hey, this person needs to be an older lady.
In this case,
yeah. I mean, one husband, two, three, four,
a watch
changer.
Yeah.
It's the part of the people in the church.
Brothers
and sisters in Christ.
وظیفه هممونه خواهر و برادران
در کلیسا
که مشارکت و محبت داشته باشیم
and show that love in action.
اون محبت رو با عمل کنیم.
But helping people if they are just having bad luck in their needs.
اگر یه نفر درد سر گیر کرد یا مشکلی داشت دست همدیگه رو بگیریم.
And the Bible also says Don't give people, give food to people who are lazy.
کلام خداوند میگه هر که تنبله بهش کمک نکنه.
If you don't work, you don't eat. But
اگه کار نمی کنی،
yeah, we do not help lazy people. I will not help lazy people. Yeah, this is for the time that brothers and sisters are in trouble and in need. And in need, they need
assistance.
Yeah, then don't shut up your heart. Yeah, if you are able to help, if you have the
ability
to help. Add deeds to that faith. Show that love in action. It's like the chapter in James chapter 2.
Yeah, we passed the door. Yeah, to go.
I'm not gonna go there, but that's how your faith, your faith is dead. It doesn't profit anybody. Yeah, add works to your faith. Yeah, so the people are the ones who are to help each other. They have love one for another. Read verse 20.
یعنی هرگاه دل ما را محکوم کند، زیرا خدا از دل ما بزرگتر است و هر چیز را می‌داند. ای محبوبان، هرگاه دل ما را محکوم نکند، در حضور خدا اعتماد داریم و هر چه درخواست کنیم از او می‌یابیم و از آن جهت که اعمال او را نگاه می‌داریم و به آن که پسندیده اوست عمل می‌نماییم و این است حکم او که به اسم پسر و او عیسی مسیح ایمان آوریم و یکدیگر را محبت نماییم چنانکه به ما امر فرمود و هرگاه حکم او را نگاه دارد در او ساکن است و او در وی و از این رو می دانیم که در ما ساکن است یعنی از روح که به ما داده است.
Yeah, so when do we have confidence to work out?
So you need to make non داشته باشیم در حضور خدا.
Yeah, when we're doing what is right, when we're keeping his commandments.
که انجام میدیم. در این تلاش رو می کنیم و شریعتش رو نگه
داریم. When we love the brethren.
دوست داریم
yeah. Then we know that we abide in him.
اون موقع می‌دونیم هممون در خدا هستیم.
Yeah, and God is pleased with us.
و خداوند شاد است.
And also not that he hears us.
وقتی داریم ما رو می‌شنوه.
Yeah, that's received what we ask.
و اون چیزی که ازش میخواییم رو میشنبه به ما داره
خواهیم. Yeah, first John helps us a lot.
اولی روحانا به امون خیلی کمک میکنه.
To understand where we stand with God.
بدونیم کجا
خدا هستیم. It's kind of self-check.
مثل این میمونه که یه آزمایش شخصی بکنیم. بدونیم ما کجای ملا.
Not if you're safe enough.
نه اینکه بدونیم نجات داریم.
But to know if you're abiding in Christ.
که بدونیم در مسیح ماندیم یا نماندیم.
If you hate your brother, it's very clear. You're not abiding in him. Yeah, if you are not keeping his commandments, if you are living in sin, then you're not abiding in him. And you need to make these things right. Yeah, and the first chapters gave us what to do. When we sin, we go to God.
میکنیم به حضور خدا
اعتراف
کنیم در حضور خدا کلام خدا را عادله که ما
را ببخشد.
یه نفر داری در حضور خداوند که میانچی ما
and that is Jesus Christ the
righteous
and he wants us to abide in him to be
follower of him.
Crushing the old man.
اون انسان قدیمی رو
شکاندن. Yeah,
اون انسان قدیمی رو در حقیقت کشتن.
Living life, walking in the spirit.
و زندگی کردن جوری که در روح و انسان جدید قدم
برده.
اون انسان جدیدی که نمیتونه دیگه گناه کنه.
Amen.
آمین.